Hello. Morning. I make a podcast where I ask people where they're going, just strangers. And I was just wondering.
Going to work.
Oh, what do you do for work?
Accountant.
Been doing it for a long time?
Very long time, yeah. Man and boy.
What's it like being an accountant?
It's interesting when you get older.
When you get older?
Yeah. Well, you have to build up a lot of experience before you can advise clients.
Okay. So now you have more interesting clients?
Yeah, very interesting.
Are you allowed to tell me who they are?
Not really, no. It's best not.
Famous people?
No, not famous people. I work mainly for architects.
Okay.
And they tend to be nice people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I suppose they're interested in beauty, right?
Yeah, and helping people.
Okay. So how did you get into accountancy to start with?
I just fell into it, really.
Oh, did you? Thank you. Have a nice day. Enjoy your day at work. Bye. Hello. This episode of Where Are You Going is dedicated to John in Canada, who kindly donated a coffee via our website at whereareyougoing.co.uk. Thank you to John and to all of you who've supported the show. I recorded this episode in central London. Spring was definitely in the air, and I was soaking some of it up in a beautiful quiet square near Smithfield Market.
Hello.
And I'm lurking here because it's so nice and quiet. I was just wondering where you're going.
I'm going to work.
Oh, where
I'm
do you work?
I'm working at Barts Cancer Institute, so I'm working in research of pancreatic cancer specifically.
Okay, so you're a scientist?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that like, that world of cancer research?
Interesting, hopeful.
Hopeful?
Yeah, there are a lot of things. I work in early detection, so now there is a lot of emphasis in getting the cancer before it's too late. For any, especially for cancer for which there's no really a cure.
So is pancreatic cancer, if there's a scale, is it quite one of the bad ones?
It's a very bad one. It's usually detected very late, when it's already spread in other organs. It doesn't have symptoms until it's late. There's no... And when it's caught early, it's just... by chance, people that goes for other reason to do some imaging, and then they discover actually they have pancreatic cancer.
How did you get into this line of work?
Oh, it's many years. I wanted to work, well, I started biology in Italy. I worked a little bit at Institute of Tumori in Milano, and then it was normal to go abroad for a few years, and then I never went back.
Oh, really?
I ended up in London and, with working with Cancer Search UK, and then...
And did you end up marrying over here?
Yes, I have a daughter.
That makes going home harder.
But, yes, I don't think so. Yeah. Especially now after Brexit, and then now I have the opposite problem. It's my husband that cannot go anymore to Europe because he's English.
So he can't go and work there?
No. So it will be too complicated. So it's much easier like this.
So when Brexit happened as a couple like that, was it a real affront? Shock.
Well, it is a shock, especially because when I came, there was all this feeling. I didn't have to do any papers. I just applied for a job, came for an interview, offered the job. And so without thinking about it was nice, the possibility of going anywhere. And obviously, I still have this chance while... British people don't have it anymore. They are stuck on the island.
Yeah, stuck on the island. I've never heard it expressed like that before, but now I think I'll always think of that, stuck on the island. And you said it's hopeful, the area of research that you work in. What's the most hopeful thing about it at the moment?
Often, because there is a lot of effort and there's a lot of studies and money put into this type of research, and especially now with AI, there's a lot of fast improvement, analysis that before couldn't be done, and that it's just the beginning, but it's there is some yes, perspective for improvement and analyzing, putting together imaging data of thousands of people, and then maybe something more information can come up.
So do you feel like you're ending your career, or you will end your career, with things looking like more optimistic than when you started? That's a big change to see in one person's working lifetime.
Maybe. Surely they are moving much faster things than when I started working. Yes, there is less and less work in the lab and more work on computers, and this is definitely true.
Thanks very much. Have a lovely day at work. Bye-bye. Ciao. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I make a podcast and I was spying on you having your photo taken in the square. So now I'm wondering who you are and where you're going.
So we work here.
Yeah.
And my colleague is taking some pictures of me inside, and then we thought, no, let's just go outside. It's for a friend's website thing that he's doing.
Okay. Do you like having your photo taken?
I don't mind.
Don't you?
Not really. No. I've sort of... I worked for many years around photographers, so I know that they've got a job to do. So I am what I am. So
just love the lens.
Camera never lies. I wish I did lie. I wish the lens loved me.
The lens sadly, it doesn't. Great.
So we're not actually going anywhere. We're here.
We'll go back to the office.
Yeah.
What do you do for a job?
I work in strategic communications. So I work with clients in the UK and internationally, helping them with their reputation.
Is that like fancy PR?
It's what PR is called these days, strategic communications. Yeah, we don't call it PR anymore. Oh, yeah. PR's so 2020.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, it's PR. I work in PR.
So if the name has changed, what else has changed about PR? I mean, obviously with social media and everything being so quick, and let's not remember hashtag where's Kate, it does seem like it's quite the thing at the moment, the spinning.
Well, my background before communications was journalism, and everyone's a journalist these days if they've got an iPhone or a social media account. So that's what we try and advise our clients and explain to them, that whilst traditional media is still very important and can, as with hashtag where's Kate, basically everyone's a journalist, everyone's a commentator, everyone can affect your reputation. So social media, absolutely, as you say, it's something we need to come to terms with, both as something to understand, but also something to potentially use for our clients as well, as a way of broadcasting their message to the world.
Have you had to clean up some really big messes?
I have, but I can't tell you what they are.
That was going to be my message. When there is a big mess and you have to clear it up, what is the level of panic like?
Well, you try and put clients at their ease and put everything in context and perspective, and that's the important thing. But yeah, I mean, if clients weren't panicking, then they wouldn't need our services, and they wouldn't listen to what you need them to do. And they need to make some difficult decisions, and because their adrenaline is rushing and they're unfocused a little bit, that's an opportunity for us to sort of say, this is what you must do, this is how you must do it, and this is when you must do it. And yeah, generally they're responsive. And if you haven't heard of any of those issues that I've helped clean up, then that's a good thing. Maybe you didn't know they exist.
I'm going to go and Google you and find out exactly. I mean, I would trust you. You said the camera doesn't love you, but if you walked into the room and said, this is what you have to do and this is how you do it and now do it,
I
would
give you my card. We have our own podcast and we're always looking.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And podcast people meet together.
But we're also very keen on diversity, so I really think you should talk to my colleague.
Oh, you're the diversity ticket this morning.
For this conversation, maybe, but not in general, no.
So are you a photographer for the firm, or do you just do photography on the side?
A bit of both. I'm a videographer technically by trade, but I do both because we have the camera and the facilities to do so. So we offer it to our clients and more around like financial results and corporate responses and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's varied.
And how did you get involved in this sort of fifth emergency service?
I interned here for a while in the summer, like a couple of summers ago, and then just kind of stuck around and found a job, and then found a niche and said, well, we could offer this. And I think it's a gap in the market for most of our clients, and they're paying quite a lot of external fees, and it could be built into that kind of thing, our kind of offering. So yeah, I just sort of said, please help, let me go on this training, and they did. And then yeah, here we are. So we have lots of different clients that come to us for lots of different reasons, and now video and design capabilities are part of that. So
you're a real self-starter, aren't you? Because like internship to, I think you could offer this to your clients, that's pretty impressive.
Well,
ooh.
It's another day, you're alive.
Yeah, no, it's just interesting, isn't it? Like, I think when you graduate post-COVID and stuff, it's you have to be able to sort of like push the boundaries of what you're comfortable with and put yourself out there, really. So yeah, it's just is what it is. But we're very lucky to have an opportunity here and still be here. So
I think you're being quite humble. I think she's you're sort of giving me impressive vibes. Oh, so well, were you always quite confident?
Yeah, I have an older brother, so that helps. Yeah,
I had to be
you sort of eat or be eaten sort of thing. Yeah. I think if you're passionate about what you do and you know what you're talking about, that always helps. But you're willing to learn and always got space to grow and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's good. I like it. It's good. It's very good.
And the photos, are they nice?
They are nice. They will be relit in Photoshop afterwards. But yeah, they're really lovely. I don't take a bad picture.
I need a little bit of work. She's just the surrounding area.
It's a beautiful square, and the light is beautiful.
Yeah. That's why we sort of came outside.
Have a great day. Hope the photos turn out well. My name's Catherine Carr, and the team at Loftus Media produce these episodes. If you're enjoying the stories, please do share them with a friend or someone you meet on the train.